Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I'm so glad to have you listening to The Little Spouse on the Prairie. This week, for every new Twitter or Facebook follower this show gets, I'm going to donate $1 up to $100 to High Plains Public Radio. Be sure to go to one or both of those social media sites and follow The Little Spouse on the Prairie to benefit HPPR. I don't like to cook. I'm so glad there are people in this world that view cooking as an art, because I do love to eat. My husband, given the opportunity, would actually enjoy experimenting in the kitchen. Joel loves to peruse cookbooks and magazines, and about every few months he grandly announces that he is going to start making one new recipe per week. Not only that, he'll say he's going to eat healthier. I guess, along with the butter and syrup, he's going to start putting fruit on his pancakes. We stayed at a beautiful bed and breakfast for our anniversary a couple of years ago. Our visit happened to coincide with a cooking class, and the staff asked if we'd like to sign up. Of course, I'd gone to the B&B to get out of the kitchen, but not wanting to seem like a party pooper, I went along with it. Besides, the theme for the meal was bacon. We joined several other couples and listened as the chef explained how each pair would choose a recipe to make from the bacon-esque menu. I quickly scanned our choices and honed right in on the sea salt crusted baked potatoes. They sounded good, and all we would have to do was wash them, coat them in olive oil, roll them in sea salt and bacon bits, and then we would be free to go back to our room and nap while we waited for those laboring over the more complex tasks. We got busy and powered through our recipe in only 15 minutes. Our overachieving did not pay off. Unfortunately, we had fallen victim to the classic bait and switch trick, having implied that each couple need only complete one recipe before indulging in wine tasting and then escaping to their room. The chef then proceeded to call us back to the kitchen as we were slinking out with our free bottle of wine. Personally, I thought he was a bit pedantic with his, whoa, just where do you two think you're going? Apparently, somewhere in the fine print, there was a clause about those who chose to bake potatoes having to make an additional 5 recipes. I stand by my statement that the chef had it in for us, because those who made the main dishes, desserts, and salads finished up long before we had completed these braided bacon cups that required lessons in advanced crochet techniques. Joel and I spent 2 hours making these blasted cups, and we weren't even supposed to eat any of the bacon that we were using as an art medium. I did get a bit of secret revenge, however, because occasionally, like about every other crocheted bacon cup or two, a piece of bacon would crumble. Obviously unfit for human consumption, these pieces of bacon would then disappear faster than those chocolates in that famous I Love Lucy conveyor belt sketch. Joel was a good sport, and if I didn't know any better, I would say he was actually glad that we got stuck with cooking detention. He tried to cheer me up by telling a series of really stupid bacon jokes. "Hey, honey," he would chuckle. "What do you call a dinosaur wrapped in bacon?" "Jurassic pork!" "Listen to this one, honey. An egg and a piece of bacon walk into a bar. Bartender says, 'We don't serve breakfast here, ba-dump-dump.'" Eventually, we completed 36 braided bacon cups. I have to admit that they looked rather impressive lined up on the countertop filled with chocolate mousse. Not wanting to be outdone by Joel's dumb jokes, I made the comment that we were as talented as Pablo Pig Casso. Somebody followed up with, "More like Jackson Hamhock," and it just went downhill from there. All's well that ends well, because the feast was incredible and Joel got to try his new recipes for the month, though I doubt we'll be crocheting with bacon anytime soon. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Follow Little Spouse at facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie, and Little Spouse is on Twitter now. Follow at Spouse on the Prairie at Valerie Kuchera.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafling. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.